I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, July 17. Coming up, government to spend $10 million on drought mitigation efforts in Portland. Jamaica and Belgium agree to strengthen bilateral cooperation on crime. And Health Ministry urges persons close to retirement dump to avoid smoke inhalation. The news in detail after the break.
Stopping on the toll road can be extremely dangerous. Do not stop unless for emergencies or when ordered to do so, and stop only on the hard shoulder. Do not let off or pick up any person along the roadway. Never walk onto the toll road. Pedestrians are not allowed on the highway. A message from the Toll Authority of Jamaica.
Now the news. The government is looking to spend an initial $10 million to combat drought conditions in Portland. This follows an announcement by local government minister Desmond McKenzie that $30 million would be provided to municipalities in drought-affected parishes. Speaking in Parliament on Tuesday, Minister Without Portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, provided an update on the ongoing drought situation.
For Portland, we have developed a trucking schedule for the entire parish for the period July to September, and we are seeking funding through the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, as well as the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development. That is for Portland. And I'm suggesting, Mr. Speaker, to all my colleague MPs that they do the same and submit that through the parish council so that it can be looked at between the Ministry of Local Government and, of course, the Ministry of Economic Growth.
Data from the Meteorological Service suggests that as at the start of June this year, St. Mary is the worst affected parish, followed by Portland, with drought conditions expected to spread to most of the island through to September. Jamaica and Belgium are to strengthen cooperation on criminal matters. This follows approval of the Mutual Assistance Order 2018 resolution by members of the Senate on Friday. The legislation will provide for governmental assistance in criminal investigations and prosecution.
Mutual assistance can also be used to identify and recover the proceeds of crime, and it's particularly important in preventing criminals from evading prosecution because evidence or proceeds are in different countries.
Leader of Government Business, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith. The order refers to two conventions to which both Jamaica and Belgium are parties, the United Nations Convention Against Corruption, 2005, and the United Nations Convention Against Transnational Organized Crime, 2000. The Western Regional Health Authority is advising persons in communities close to the retirement dump to avoid exposure to smoke still being released from a recent fire at the facility. The fire started Saturday afternoon and has since been put out, but the smoke lingers. Regional Technical Director at the Western Regional Health Authority, Dr. Diane Campbell-Stennett, says persons should make an effort to reduce their exposure to the smoke, as it could pose health problems.
Minimizing their outdoor activities, we're asking people who suffer from asthma and other respiratory illnesses to cover mouth and nose with a clean, damp rag to prevent any inhalation of smoke or dust particles. We're particularly concerned about children, and we want you to keep them indoors as much as possible. We also advise that you keep the windows and doors closed to prevent any exposure to smoke and dust, and to look out for any difficulty in breathing or discomfort that the child may experience.
Persons with heart or lung conditions and other chronic diseases are being advised to continue to take medication as prescribed. Anyone experiencing difficulty breathing, wheezing, or tightness in the chest should seek urgent medical assistance. And the Senate has approved the Public Procurement Regulations 2018 and the Public Procurement Reconsideration and Review Regulations 2018. The regulations are linked to the Public Procurement Amendment Act, passed by both houses of Parliament earlier this year. The Act seeks to regulate the procurement of goods, works, and services by entities of government.
Both regulations are formulated pursuant to Section 60 of the Act, and they intend to prescribe provisions on, among other things, the procedures, standards and criteria for the various methods and subject matter of procurement, the establishment, management and operation of an electronic procurement system, overall bidding proceedings and an appeal mechanism.
Leader of Government Business in the Senate, Kamina Johnson-Smith. She says a third regulation, the Public Procurement Registration and Classification of Suppliers, is expected to be tabled in short order. In addition to codifying the rules, the regulations seek to build institutional capacity to ensure continuity in the levels of practice of modern procurement. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.